From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The African Union Force in Somalia says 120 al-Shabaab militants were killed Thursday in an attack near a military base. Officials say the militants set off a car bomb and then tried to storm the Ethiopian base in the village of Halgan. An African Union spokesman says Ethiopian and Somali troops drove back the assault. Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. It has also frozen work permits for more than 200 relatives of the two Palestinian gunmen who attacked a shopping area in Tel Aviv Wednesday. Reuven Rivlin is the president of Israel.
We are really putting our safety in the hands of the Israeli security forces and let the Palestinians understand they cannot break us.
The army says it is sending hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank with a deployment of an additional two battalions. Iraqi police say two suicide car bomb attacks in Iraq's capital Thursday left at least 22 people dead. One bomb targeted a commercial street in eastern Baghdad. Another explosion hit a bus stop near one of the country's largest military bases. French officials say France's special forces in northern Syria are assisting Kurdish-led militias in a drive to retake a region west of the Euphrates River, currently held by the Islamic State group. The French news agency reports the commandos are not participating in combat in the so-called Manbij pocket. It says they are restricted to advisory and training roles. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Mr. Obama congratulated Clinton for becoming the first woman to gain the nomination of a major U.S. political party. The president appeared in an ad released by the Clinton campaign.
So I want those of you who've been with me from the beginning of this incredible journey to be the first to know that I'm with her. I am fired up, and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary.
Mr. Obama made the endorsement after meeting with Clinton's Democratic challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders told reporters outside the White House he hopes to meet with Clinton soon.
I congratulated her on her very strong campaign. I look forward to meeting with her in the near future to see how we can work together to defeat Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders. The United Nations says the Syrian government has given approval for the delivery of humanitarian assistance to 15 of 17 besieged areas in the country. Lisa Schlein reports.
The government of Bashar al-Assad has given the go-ahead for the delivery of humanitarian aid to people trapped in areas under siege on many previous occasions. And on a number of those occasions, the government has backtracked on its promises. So, with a certain sense of cynicism, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, welcomed this latest approval by Damascus.
There is a lot of actions that need to take place between an approval and delivery.
De Mistura says he hopes to see some of that approval swiftly turned into concrete action. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Thousands of people packed Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky, Thursday for the funeral of Muhammad Ali. The boxer died last week at the age of 74 after a long fight against Parkinson's disease. Ali will be remembered again Friday at a public interfaith memorial service in Louisville. The United States will have two aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean Sea to support European interests and operations against Islamic State militants. The U.S. Navy says the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower crossed Wednesday into Atlantic waters under U.S. European command on its way to the Mediterranean. The USS Harry S. Truman remains in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, where it arrived last week. China Thursday rejected a warning from Japan about a Chinese naval vessel sailing close to the Senkaku Islands. The territory is claimed by both countries. Japan vowed to protect the territory, which China calls the Diaoyu Islands. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.